And we're back. Welcome back to Tea Time with Jesse. And this is with me,
Hannah.
Yeah, she's excited as well. We just finished watching season 2 of
Loki.
Loki.
Yeah.
What do you think? Oh, what should we talk about first? Do you like
From
Loki?
Episode 1?
Nope. Do you like Loki?
Like personally?
Like, what do you think?
No, okay. I like the character development.
From when back way back when he was the villain. And then now he's the
hero.
The
yeah.
hero.
Yeah.
It's
so beautiful of him to do that. But also very lonely and sacrificing of him to do that. Which is out of character, if you compare to like him as an like when he was in the Avengers and stuff, you know?
Thinking back, I think Loki was never powerful. He was smart. Right?
No, he is powerful because like he can make illusions.
But he always lost to Thor because Thor had lightning powers.
Right.
But he just had like illusion powers, which yeah. is like not combative.
It's not combative, but right. you know, it's useful.
Right. So anyways, since we just watched the finale, I'm gonna share what
is that gonna be spoilers ahead?
Spoilers ahead. Spoilers ahead. Mm-hmm. So I think the most profound moment for me is like near the last few moments, right? When Loki was talking to Mobius in the interview room. And you remember in season 1, Mobius was like making fun of Loki for saying like he has a glorious purpose.
Mm.
Because he was trying to like shut him down.
Mm.
But turns out Loki does have a glorious purpose.
He does.
He does. And it's the most glorious purpose of all.
Yeah.
He became essentially the god of time.
Oh yeah, because he can now pause time.
Nice.
He can go back to time.
I don't think it's like explicitly explained what his powers are now.
But he cannot go forward.
He cannot yeah.
Well, he can only go backward.
No, he can go forward.
Really?
He was able to go back and forth. I'm also not telling you as like
no,
a...
No, he go back.
No,
he only ever go back.
No, he go back, right? And then he jump forward also. If not, how he jump to when Sylvie was trying to kill and then jump back to when Sylvie's like in a different wig and be like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now that...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I just think the most profound thing is that in the end, Loki does have a glorious purpose, which is so sad because at the end, he was like literally alone.
Mm.
His brother's dead, the mom dead, dad dead. Like he's literally like alone in terms of family lah.
Mm.
In terms of friends, he also has like a few friends.
At the TVA. But he can no longer see them.
Right.
Unless, I don't know, maybe he sends his clone, like, you know
yeah.
how Scarlet Witch does.
I mean, he could.
Kind of.
We would never know until they, like, show.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
There's no Loki season 3, so...
How do you know?
They never said anything.
Oh, you mean, like, online?
Yeah.
Oh. That's true. I guess they just wanted to end at season 2.
Yeah.
It's all a setup. But, you know, I watched the Marvels, right?
I haven't watched. So.
I'm not gonna spoil much.
Okay.
But it's another like filler movie.
Mm.
Yeah. But Park Seo Joon is inside. You know Park Seo Joon?
So it's not worth to watch it?
You can watch it. You just don't have to pay for it.
No, as in... Because it's a filler movie. It's not... It's not like...
Okay, you can literally read her messages on my screen.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
When I watched it, I was like, okay, so this is happening. I wasn't really paying attention, only because it wasn't very clear. I watched the pirated version, of course.
Oh, okay. Wow, and you proudly say it online.
Catch me, digital, my five listeners.
Digital.
My five listeners, catch me. Because the movie is like character building and all that, like a filler. And then the villain was just another like person. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything crazy. It was just another guy. It was just another lady. Oh, another person.
You changed.
Person, yeah.
So it was neutral, guy.
But because, you know, you can't lady, assume. You can't assume their person. And also don't know how Cree gender works. You know what I mean?
Cree?
The villain is a Cree.
Oh.
Do you know what's a Cree?
No.
Do you know Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
She's a Cree. She's alien.
She is?
That's not a spoiler. It was explained in the first movie. She's she's an alien.
She's not from Earth.
No, she's not human.
Then where is she from?
Kree planet.
Oh.
But the thing is, Kree.
But they didn't show her origins, right?
They
did. I don't
remember.
Huh? I don't remember.
Because it was so long ago. It was before Avengers.
Yeah, I know, anything. But it was on Earth.
Actually, I'm joking. It was actually after the blip. Yeah. Anyways.
I don't
remember. You might want to reply. I'm just gonna.
But you just say.
I'm just gonna talk to myself. So, but also after watching the Marvels, I'm kind of excited for the future, of course. I'm also very excited for Agatha. By the way, they changed the name again.
The Agatha?
Yeah.
What?
It used to be Coven of Chaos.
Okay, then?
Then it used to be House of Harkness.
Okay.
And then now it's called the Darkhold Diaries.
Why they change? Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. They keep changing.
And what's the difference
it
anyway? Like,
and they the always, title is not and even. They always change it officially. Like, there's always like an official. And then now it's Darkhold Diaries. Which is so.
No, but what was the purpose?
Teen movie. I don't know, maybe it's just like branding issue. But yeah. Anyways, do you think Marvel is dying?
Yes.
In what way?
Like, it's not as exciting anymore, like
Right.
Now that Iron Man is gone.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
Captain America, gone.
Nope, that's not true.
He's not gone, but... No, but he's removed.
No, he's still there.
He is?
Yeah.
But he's an old guy now.
Wait, you're right.
Yeah.
You're talking about the white one.
There's another Captain America?
There's an upcoming movie called Captain America New World Order. And you know who's the
but
new...
But it's not the same Captain
Falcon
America.
Falcon took over.
Yeah, like, Falcon is the new Captain America.
Like, officially. He's the new Captain America.
Right.
Which is so, like, I don't know.
And then also, like, you know, Black Panther gone.
Well, that is not at the fault of anybody.
Yeah, it's not, but I'm saying it's not the same excitement because, you know.
Well, you know he has a son, right?
Oh, yeah.
So people are speculating that the son will be the new Black Panther.
Yeah.
Which is so like, wow, because T'Challa just became Black Panther. Is it T'Challa? T'Chaka?
T'Challa. I think so.
Coachella?
I think so.
Coachella is the new Black Panther. Can you reply her? You're leaving her on red.
I was typing halfway. Yeah, so anyway.
That's the advice you give?
Yeah, because that works for me.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. And if it doesn't work for this is not our context for people listening, but
it's okay, the five people again.
Yeah. But if the person don't like you being yourself, then what's the point? You know what I mean? You can't just put a front that is not you just for the sake of
it. What if the front is more you than the real you?
Then that's not. That's not a friend, that's you.
No, but like some people would believe that they are putting on a front, but actually that's just them. You know what
then
I mean?
Then they will find out for themselves.
Right. Because the other day I was like, walking, and I was like, doing my own thing, right?
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm about to put on a front.
Okay.
Okay. Like for example, when I'm ordering something on the menu.
Okay.
I'm trying.
You put on an accent.
Do not put on an accent.
Okay.
Well, I guess I don't know if you call removing the Singaporean accent accent, but I put on a front, and after I finished ordering, I was like, you know what? If I'm so comfortable at putting on a front, and that front is just like that, right? Is it really a front, or is that just me? Is that just my personality? Because I find my front a bit airheaded, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a bit like, never really like... You know people, when they talk to me, I'll be like, huh? What? That kind of thing. Like, okay. Very Trisha Paytas.
Mm.
So my front is Trisha Paytas.
Mm.
That's what I think. Mm. But then since it's come so naturally to me, is my front then the real me? Am I Trisha Paytas?
It is part of you.
Did she name it Red Beauty because of that rare disease? That's crazy. Anyways, I personally think Marvel.
I'm about to say that.
I honestly think Marvel is dying because, how do I say this? It's honestly like K-pop. Where. It's just like K-pop.
So K-pop has like the first gen, second gen, third gen.
Yeah, because first gen is Iron Man.
Yeah.
Right, way back when.
And that first gen is the... Is it the... Mr. Taxi?
That is actually second gen.
Oh.
Like, Girls' Generation is second gen.
Oh, then who's first gen?
First gen is like G.O.D.
Oh,
Xinhua. Oh, yeah.
That is
Xinhua is also second gen. Actually, first gen is a long range, like 1980s to 2000.
Oh.
Yeah, and then 2000 to 2010 is like second gen.
Mm.
And then 2010 to 2015 is like third gen. And 2015 to 2020. You know what? It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is because the actors are getting so much younger.
Mm. Yeah.
No, because you looked at my hand when I did this. Yes. Which is so funny. The actors are getting younger. So like in K-pop, right? Nowadays, people are debuting younger and younger. So that's what Marvel feels like to me. They are debuting heroes that are getting younger and younger. Getting like less relatable. Because they used to have heroes...
Because they want to relate to the young.
I know, but they used to have heroes that are like in midlife crisis, having marital problems. Like...
Yeah.
Real issues. Now you got Tom Holland walking down the street worrying about getting to uni. Which is right. So like annoying.
Yeah.
Because bitch, you are a literal genius.
Yeah.
And it's not like you are poor. He is kind of poor, but he's not alone in the world.
Yeah. He has connections.
He has connections.
And his mentor was literally Iron Man. But Iron Man's gone. But you know, Iron Man is rich as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So he's not poor, he's rich.
And he's like, I gotta go to this interview, if not I won't get
into
uni.
Yeah, it's like, as if he chose this lifestyle, actually. He could have chose like a...
Actually, yeah. Do you remember the ending of Spider-Man?
No.
Eh? Yeah, the ending of Spider-Man. Spider-Man,
Nowhere.
Let's go home? No.
Nowhere home.
Nowhere home.
Let's go home is like a child... Play rhyme thing. Let's go home.
Yeah, Spider-Man wheels on the bus. Everybody forgot who he is. Everybody forgot Spider-Man existed.
No way.
Or forgotten about Tom Holland. Eh, sorry.
No.
Peter Parker. Everybody forgot Peter Parker existed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, except for Venom.
How you know?
Because it was on that scene where like... Maybe I got it messed up. Because I remember this scene where like...
Venom was there.
Yeah, Venom was there and looking at the TV screen and Peter Parker was there and he was like really interested.
Okay, that is...
You remember that scene?
There is a scene, but I think that's the start of the movie, no?
No.
The end of the movie?
No, I think it's not even in Spider-Man.
Did you know that?
It's in Venom.
Did you know that Venom is gay?
Oh, is that why he licked the screen?
What? I never watched Venom, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I never watched Venom. Oh. Not one, not two. Never.
But it's so good.
I'll watch it then. Oh, yeah. So in the comics, right? Venom is basically like sex neutral. Like, he can fuck anything.
Well, that makes sense. Because he's not actually...
He's a symbiote.
Yeah, he's a symbiote.
He's actually an alien.
Yeah.
But actually not an alien. He's an ancient... He derived from an ancient creature.
Yeah. But his weakness is sound. So that's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not sound.
It is.
I think it's like... Is it sound?
Yeah. I remember when the bell was falling and then he like, you know, vibrate and like being so annoyed and stuff.
Oh, it is fire and sound. Bitch, how are you weak to sound?
Exactly.
Oh shit, I accidentally paused it. I went to Google what Venom was weak to, and bitch, he's weak to sound and fire. That's the most accessible weakness ever.
Yeah. So he's not really powerful.
He is actually very powerful.
He is, but like...
Your weakness is sound.
Yeah, that's his kryptonite.
It's...
Yeah, so he cannot listen to Ariana.
I don't even want it's Christmas. There is, yeah.
Yeah, or Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Okay, anyways, my next question is, what do you hope Marvel expands on in the future? Like, what series, what franchise, what character?
I think they should just follow, I mean, kind of continue following the comics, I guess.
There's years of comics to follow.
Yeah, whatever it is that they want to start on. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
How dare you call it? Because the next big thing is the Young Avengers. Mm. The Young Avengers.
Oh, nah, yeah, because like I saw this YouTube video on like how there is a community of Marvel comic fans who are complaining about the Marvel cinematic, like the direction that it's going. Like they didn't like how they kind of steer away from the original character that is portrayed in the comic.
But that has happened since the start though, so what are they trying to...
I don't know, but... That's what I saw.
But I do think Marvel is going a lot, especially for the main movies, comedy. They're trying to be funny.
Yeah, they're trying to
family be funny. Friendly.
Oh yeah, cause they now go into Disney. Plus. That's
yeah, high. So they're trying to be family friendly.
So does which that mean makes it there's no more Venom?
Cause it's gay.
No, it's because Venom is quite, you know.
Sexy?
No, like violent. He's very violent. And I don't think you can show that in like kids.
I think some fight scenes is fine, but you can't show like blood and gore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Venom.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I mean, the comics, they never really follow the comics like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever that's in charge, as long as you're producing good movies, that is like not like bleh, I think.
So are you gonna watch Marvels with your boyfriend?
It's out.
It's been out. It's out for 4 days already.
Oh, I don't know. I never watched the.
Use your $5 to get half a ticket.
No, cause like I really use for the snack.
Oh shit! Yeah.
No, as in I haven't seen any trailer, so it doesn't you interest haven't. Me. Yeah.
Oh, let's watch the trailer right now.
Oh, really?
Let's react in real time.
Okay.
That's so interesting. I didn't know you never watched the trailer.
Yeah, that's why it didn't really interest me. Like, I heard that it came out, but like, yeah, my interest was actually Loki. But now that Loki has ended, I don't know what my interests are now. Okay,
official trailer.
Oh, remember when people don't like her? Nick
Fury, my favorite one-eyed man. Oh, remember when people still don't like her?
They still don't like her.
right, because she's a problematic actress or something. Now
throws it out there. Cold, no air, space.
I'm trying to turn on the volume. Okay, so we just watched the trailer. What do you think?
Are they the new Avengers?
Okay, so...
But they're not Avengers. They're Marvels.
Captain Marvel is an Avenger.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
no,
yeah,
but you know
is.
What? I am looking forward to Doctor Strange. Because Doctor Strange is the only...
She's coming back.
Not coming back, but the only, like...
He's gonna be an old Avenger.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Senior Avenger.
Yeah, senior Avenger.
Well, right now, young Avengers is probably... the Kamala Khan, who is Miss Marvel. There is also America Chavez. Remember her? Believe in yourself and your powers will work. In the multiverse of madness. She's the one that can open portals.
The bald one?
No, she's not bald. She's America Chavez, where her parents died.
Oh, the star.
Yeah, the star. She's gonna be a young Avenger. She's actually... extremely powerful.
Yeah, she's from the from which she's there when like Scarlet, right?
Yeah.
Scarlet,
yeah.
Scarlet Witch died.
Scarlet. Spoiler. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
here's the gag. I just realized, huh?
She was there, right?
She was there.
Yeah.
She was the one who literally opened up her kids to trauma.
And it's in the shape of
a star.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
funny.
Let me traumatize you. Another version of your kids to see you as a demon monster.
Yeah, and look at this really cute Stargate that I opened for you. Yeah.
Bling bling. No, I just remember something. So in this movie, the big bad, her name is Darben. Darben.
Like Ben.
Darben.
Der.
And apparently she's a lady. They use she, her pronouns.
Okay.
And her entire gimmick is trying to tear open the fabric of, like, space-time. And she's, like, the big bad that they're trying to fight.
Oh, the just now.
Yeah.
The one, the bangle.
With thing. The bangle. Yeah. Her whole shtick for the entire two-hour movie is trying to rip a hole open in space-time.
Why?
It's just what she wants. It's her bucket list. It's her
no,
New Year's resolution.
You know how like Thanos won his five stones.
Six stones.
Yeah, six stones. He has a reason.
Eh? Is it 5 or 6? 6.
1, 2, 3.
And then one big middle one.
Oh yeah, 6. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so that's her whole shtick, right? Because I watched the movie. So that's the villain's motive. Bitch, America Chavez can do that at a sneeze.
Who's America Chavez?
The one who's Star Potter.
Oh, okay.
The one we just talked about.
Oh, okay.
She can literally just... Achoo, and then a hole in space-time rips open.
Oh, yeah, that's right? True. Yeah.
But this movie, The Big Bad, she spends the whole movie trying to open one hole.
One of that star hole.
Yeah, but actually, I don't know if it's the same, but the idea is the same. Like, she's trying to rip open a hole. She's a hole ripper.
But Doctor Strange can do that also.
Can he?
Yeah, he's the one who opened the portal and like you can go to...
No, that's just teleporting.
Oh.
Space-time is like you can literally travel from here, I open a portal, you can go to...
When we're schooling.
That's time. I'm talking about space. Like you can go to another dimension.
Oh. Okay.
That's what America Chavez can do.
Oh.
Hachoo, open. And this villain is trying to hold the whole movie.
Trying to do one of that.
Yeah.
She could just call America Chavez.
I know, right? So the thing is, if America Chavez is that strong and she's gonna be a young Avenger, but her character is like really incomplete. So it's gonna be America Chavez, the girl that you don't like. Star Portal.
Yeah.
Remember her name? Her name is America.
Yeah.
By the way, her name is America and she's from another dimension.
Right.
Why
did I don't like her again?
Because you thought she was like... She's like kind of... The whole movie, she didn't believe in herself.
Oh, right.
And then
in the
end, Doctor Strange is like, believe.
Yeah.
Then she's like, oh, now I can.
Yeah.
Oh, guess
which
what?
Is so stupid.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
We're doing podcasts.
Do you watch?
I watched already, but she didn't watch.
Oh, the Marvel is not.
She's about to spoil.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She almost. So, yeah, so America Chavez will be a young Avenger. Oh my god, I've said this like 3 times.
Yeah.
Her name is America.
Yeah, I can't remember now. With your repeated.
No, but the funniest thing is, her name is America, but she's from another dimension. But there is no America.
Yeah.
Or is there? Is there? You know what? Never mind. And then Kamala Khan, she's a Muslim, by the way.
Oh yeah, I know. I remember they teased her, and it made like they emphasize that she's a Muslim, which is so weird because it's like she is a hero, but you don't have to center her personality to that. You know what I mean?
It's no, so that, okay. Okay, so I'm not gonna make fun of this, but she does do this in the movie. She, like,
I think they probably want to be inclusive, but it's a weird way to.
No, they want to be inclusive. You know how they be inclusive?
How?
Hold the phone. Why are you shaking?
I'm not.
You're like shaking. So, in the end, at her big moment, she has the bangles.
Yeah.
And she goes, Bismillah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's in the movie.
They ass.
She goes, Bismillah.
You're not kidding.
Why would I joke about that? It would be extremely poor timing for me to joke about that right now.
No, because it's like, it's so weird because it's like...
But it's in the script.
No, but like, it's so weird because like, this whole time, you know, like in this whole Marvel universe...
Right, you don't see Iron Man say like
the
praise the
Jesus.
Lord.
Yeah.
I shoot this beam.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that is so...
Or like Shang-Chi is like, 恭喜发财, bam!
Yeah, or he just say some Buddhist scripture or something.
Amitofo. Bing! You know what I mean? But
yeah,
she but she goes...
No, okay, one thing I find is funny, it's not just that, it's also because like, in this Marvel universe, isn't there like multiple gods? So... Like,
no,
religion is not a thing.
It is a thing.
And it is now.
Turns out, there's a hole. The whole is inside. Yeah.
No, because
do you not watch Miss Marvel?
Miss Marvel?
The show. She had a series about her.
Oh, no, I didn't. The Bengal. No, I didn't.
She did Bismillah in there. Did she?
I just think it's so funny that she's like a Muslim girl and her powers is bangles. I just think that is so funny.
She's you don't like, see me walking with bangles.
No, but like, I don't know how to say this, but she's like, I think she's like her family's a little bit like mixed also.
Like Pakistan.
Yeah.
It's so weird. To me, it's weird.
She's sponsored by La Visa.
Yeah, because like, as you said, like, you don't see the white heroes be like, in the name of Jesus or something.
Is Bismillah like that powerful of a word?
It just means, in the name of God.
Yeah, she does that.
Yeah! So, and you know, because in the Marvel's movie, there's so many gods.
But
so...
isn't it funny that she's like, may the God... What thing called? May the God... What?
What?
Bismillah, what does it mean?
Oh, no, in the name of...
In the name of God. Yeah. She's like, in the name of God, and then she shoots a beam.
No, just... oh my God! You will get... You know what? You know how, like, goats... This is now more, even more funnier. No, because like, God's possession is a thing, right?
Mm.
And like, there is like, we have like special, teachers who are specialized in like, you know,
exorcism.
And you know what this is?
You mean there is exorcists?
Yeah, exorcists. I forgot the word.
What did you say? What did you say? They are special teachers who do exorcism. Oh, you mean exorcists? Okay.
I forgot the word. So I describe it, okay? Yeah. So basically, are you telling me that Miss Marvel is an exorcist? Because that's basically what the exorcists do. Like before they expel it out.
She's like, Bismillah, coming home.
Well, they don't exactly do that.
I know, but like... I mean...
It's like the start of the exorcism process thing, they would say that.
I would say as an outsider.
It's just funny to me.
No, then you are an insider.
Yeah, I'm an insider. And I'm telling an outsider this.
No, but as an outsider, I just think, oh, it's cute, you know. Not cute, but like, you know, it's cool that they would like include it.
Yeah, but it's like a weird...
Have you seen South Park? There's a new special called Into the Panderverse.
Isn't South Park supposed to be offensive?
So, the offensive part about this special is they are talking about pandering. You know what's pandering?
No.
So, imagine Apple in Pride Month and they're like, and now we're gonna release a rainbow iPhone to support.
Oh, but it's all a marketing thing.
It's pandering.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... Let me Google as pandering. But the whole movie, the whole special is about pandering. And they kind of make fun of it. So how they make fun of it is by... Panda. To gratify like a weird taste.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, so they are making fun of Disney by saying that they are pandering because they are being inclusive, and how they do it is by adding black women and making them gay.
Oh,
because that's the minority of minority.
Yeah,
they're black, they're women, and they are queer.
Yeah,
so that's. Them pandering to the audience being like, oh, we are inclusive. Yeah, here's a black gay woman.
Which is, that's what I mean by it's like weird. It's this.
So they're trying to be like, oh, you know, now they're trying to be like inclusive to the point where it's like
like it's to the point where it doesn't even add to the, I mean, it's a, I guess, a fun background information of the character, but
yeah.
It's like,
I think it would make perfect sense for the people they are trying to reach.
Yeah, like,
imagine
if
you're an American girl who is from a Muslim family.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or is it the Nation of Islam?
That was a joke, guys.
That was a quote.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm watching Shang-Chi, I'm like, oh, Asian guy.
Representation.
Right, but I also don't like him. So you know what I mean? Like, I got the representation that maybe perhaps I asked for, but I don't like.
But I mean, I haven't say I like or don't like her because I don't know. I never watch. Yeah, but the idea is funny to me.
And then now, if I'm looking, weird. And then now if I'm looking at. So Avengers was made out of, oh yeah, I think 5 more minutes, then you can go.
Okay.
I'm holding you.
Yeah.
So the old Avengers was Iron Man, straight white man. Thor, straight white god. Who is basically...
Is he straight? It was established he was.
Famously, Thor had a girlfriend.
Oh, Thor. I thought you were talking about Loki.
Loki fucks himself.
Yeah, exactly.
So he is
asexual.
Asexual? Right? He's a sexual being.
Oh.
I would say he's like...
Oh, with the space.
No, I would say he's...
So asexual, but with a space.
Yeah, no, asexual. But I would... I always... In my mind, I always call him like the ultimate narcissist.
He is the ultimate narcissist. He is. But funny enough, in the end of Loki, it's not very narcissistic of him.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Character development.
A very big, crazy development.
Yeah.
What was I about to say? Oh, Thor, straight white man.
Yes.
Okay, so Iron Man, straight white man. Captain America, straight white man. Thor is a straight white god. Who else was in the Avengers?
Black Widow.
Black Widow is just a lady. Oh! I mean, a powerful woman. Independent.
Is she straight?
I don't think she... No, she was in love with Hawkeye. Actually, not in love. I think they were like more like brother-sister. But I think Black Widow was like solo for the most part.
Scarlet Witch was later on part of the Avengers.
Yeah, and then there was a Hawkeye who is a straight white man. So, most of the crew was straight
Hulk.
White men. Hulk, straight... colored man.
Yeah.
But Mark Ruffalo is white.
Okay, yeah. Is he white?
Mark Ruffalo.
He is American.
He is American. Wait, hold on, my mouse. American. His parents are Ruffalo. You know what? He's white. So, he's white. I think he's like Italian or something. So, yeah, Hulk is white. Now, Young Avengers, we have America Chavez. Her name is America. She's Star Potter.
I remember.
She's a Hispanic girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Second one, Miss Marvel. She's a Muslim girl.
Okay.
From the Nation. No, I'm just kidding. Third is...
Is she from America also?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Famously. But her roots is like in Pakistan.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know, I didn't watch.
Because what's the other, what's like next to Pakistan? No, it is Pakistan.
Yeah, it's Pakistan.
Okay.
I think. I sacrificed my life for Pakistan.
Okay. So that's two women of color.
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe Miss Marvel is straight though.
Okay.
I think America Chavez is also straight.
Oh, her parents are like
lesbians. Okay, so that's the pandering already.
Yeah.
Then the next Avenger is Hawkeye's disciple. Her name
is Kate
Bishop.
The purple.
Kate Bishop. Yeah.
Oh, that's her name.
Kate Bishop is the name. The actress was in Pitch Perfect, and she sang Flashlight.
Oh, right.
That's just. Part of the law. Part of the law.
Okay.
So that's a white lady.
Okay.
Okay. So that's three women already.
Mm.
Next one is Cassie Lang, Ant-Man's daughter.
She's gonna be
Young Avenger. Famously, Cassie Lang is a Young Avenger.
Oh, really?
Yep, she's actually one of the original ones.
Oh, okay.
Then there's Ironheart, black girl who is the next Iron Man, but she's Ironheart.
Mm.
That's five women in this team already. And then there's gonna be Wiccan, which is Scarlet Witch's son. Wiccan is a gay sorceress. Sorcerer. Magic user.
Okay, move on.
Okay, so there's a gay man.
Yes.
Gay white man. And then his brother is bisexual. But if his brother is inside, then there's two queer people already lah. So that's all. That's... Yeah.
That's seven.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel eh?
She already.
Oh.
She do her own thing.
Right.
They want young people to debut. And then I don't know if I'm missing out on anybody. Oh, there's a Thor also took in a new girl. Her name is Love. She also like uses you remember Thor Love and Thunder, the movie?
No.
He took in like a daughter. And her name is Love. Who is also...
How about Loki?
Loki,
he's just alone. He doesn't have a descendant.
Famously, there's a young Loki that also became a Young Avenger. His name is Kid Loki. But Kid Loki was just like an old Loki in kid form. There's also Black Panther's son.
Right.
So there's so many to choose from.
Yeah.
But none of them are straight white men.
Oh yeah.
Right. That's crazy.
Like finally.
Finally.
I guess.
Fuck them out of existence. That's what Bob says. Bob, the drag queen, her skit is always like, it is our job as people of color to fuck white people out of existence. Everybody go find yourself a white partner and then procreate so all your children are mixed.
Oh my god.
Then you can fuck white people out of existence. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they can be problematic. They're colonizers.
Okay, we are on the topic of Loki. Okay, let's end this here. Thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you soon. Maybe we'll do a Christmas episode.
Maybe.
Okay, bye.
Bye.